Blog Talk Radio.
Every good afternoon, good evening. This is your host, Kareema Ali. With WMRDB, I want to thank our special guest tonight, Internet Curry, on Let's Talk. Ms. Curry, in 2007, was diagnosed with lupus at the age of 22, and she was hospitalized for 2 weeks. And she said she had enough. Enough was enough. She wanted to make a change in her life. She wanted to fight back. She fought back, as well as becoming a voice for so many other people. This young lady, young woman, a millennium I would call her, she decided that she would become a voice not just for herself but for everyone else that had to be. And I also wanted to bring to light that she went to Honduras and met and actually went to see a Dr. Sivas. I'm going to let her tell her story tonight. She is a unique woman, young lady that's a fighter, a go-getter, and she has a mission in life to help other people relieve themselves of the discomfort of this disease. So I want to welcome to the show Ms. Antoinette Curry. Antoinette, thank you for coming on to the show tonight.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
All right, so let's jump into this, as I always tell people. Let folks know exactly who you are and your story, because I just gave a small outline of your travel.
Yes. Okay, so I'm originally from Lansing, Michigan, but I've been residing in Atlanta, Georgia for about 12 years now, if not more. And I actually moved down here to go to school for fashion, in which I've always had a passion for fashion. I actually wanted to be a designer, but then realized I can't draw for anything, so I just stopped doing that. And so I've been in the fashion industry for a while now, and I've realized that I've always liked helping people some way, whether it's fashion or just giving words of advice or anything like that. And so I was diagnosed with lupus in 2007, and like you already said, at the age of 22, and now I'm 31. You know, I found out that I had lupus when I had lost all my hair. So it was a very, very traumatic event for me because, you know, to be that long, that young, and to go through so many things, and you have no clue what lupus is. And, you know, if you don't know what lupus is, it's an autoimmune disease, and it basically it attacks you any way, shape, or form. You know, it may attack your organs, it may attack your hair and skin, and it just affects people in all different ways. And, you know, I went through depression for about 2 years and trying to figure out, like, how can I fight this? How can I get over this? And then I realized, and I was always asking myself, why? But then I realized, I'm like, why not me? Like, God gave me this voice, so why not use it? So eventually I just was like, okay, enough is enough. I'm not going to let, you know, this disease take over me, because if you do, it will do exactly that. So I decided to start being a voice of lupus and, you know, continue. Because when you have lupus, you really can't do as many things as you once did before. But I put my foot down and I said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get it done. And I just began to start talking to people and let them know, like, hey, you know, it's all about your health and how you're taking care of yourself and things like that. And then, unfortunately, I got hospitalized in 2013. And when I got hospitalized for those 2 weeks, I just was like, enough is enough. The doctors were feeding me antibiotics. They were feeding me prednisone, which is a steroid. And so I decided to reach out to my friend Tierra with Tierra Goes Green. And we just sat down and we just began researching, like, day in, day out, trying to research, like, what can heal me naturally. And then I would use a couple things. She introduced me to juicing and things like that, so I incorporated that into my regimen. And I just started, you know, doing everything natural, and I've been natural for about 3 years now, if not more. And in June, I decided to go to Dr. Sabi's Usha Village in Honduras, and I met some amazing people that I call my Usha family, and then that's how I got introduced to CMOS.
And
exactly is CMOS? Okay, CMOS is also a seaweed, and it's also called Irish moss, and it's basically 92 of 102 minerals that the body is comprised of. So it has like all the minerals and vitamins that your body needs. Like, you can take it internally, you can put it on your skin externally because it helps with your skin. It helps with blood, bones, thyroid, kidneys, heart, diabetes, weight loss, colds and flus, eczema, rashes, sunburns, ulcers, like any illness or disease. And it's just phenomenal. Like, I take it every day. I put it on my skin every day, and I've just been using it.
Okay, so let me just ask a couple quick questions.
Uh-huh.
The doctor that you mentioned, Dr. Cetus, tell
yes.
us a little bit about him.
So Dr. Sabi, basically, I'm trying to think about how long I've been following him. Maybe for a couple years now. But he is a doctor that's basically a holistic doctor that has cured AIDS, cancer, lupus, and any other diseases out there. I also think Lisa Left Eye went down there, and at his Usha Village, it's like just a healing village. And so basically it's all about natural healing. Like, he's phenomenal. He also has a alkaline diet list that you can follow as well. And he just does everything natural. I've learned a lot of things as far as how to eat and what to eat and what helps heal your body naturally. And everything that he has said so far actually helps people. I've known a few people that got healed just by following his alkaline diet.
Okay, so why this is the question. Why don't anybody know about this? Why is this not mainstream?
I'm sorry, the CMOS?
Yeah, you said AIDS. I mean, that's lupus.
I
mean,
I know.
These is that. I don't know. Listen, let me just do this. We got some callers just called in. Caller from area code 912. State your name, where you're calling from. I'm sorry, 910. State your name, where you're calling from. Okay, we got a caller from 770 Atlanta 680. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Bernie Anderson. I'm from Austell, Georgia, and I'm pleased to say that I know I'm a personal friend of tonight's guest, Antoinette Curry, and that I use her product. I've been using her product for 2 weeks now, and it has relieved I have a rosacea around my mouth. And I use it every day. I drink it in the morning, and it seems to have made the difference. So I recommend it to others who just don't know the power of CMOS. I love it.
Thank you,
okay.
Bernie. Yeah.
I just want to know, is it good for, can a sister lose some weight? You know this is the season
yes,
of losing weight now.
It actually helps with weight loss as well. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I got to. I looked at through all pictures. I'm like, they all skinny and fine, honey. But you know, the good thing about being cold, fat girls are in the wintertime. So there you have it.
Definitely.
I do have a question. I do have a question about the sea moss.
Uh-huh.
I know some people, they're using different enemas. And I wanted to know if the sea moss could be used as an enema as well.
Well, I've noticed that I'm thinking you can. I would have to look into that, do a little bit more research on that to give you like a direct answer. I wouldn't want to say anything if I don't know a direct answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look forward to that because it just came to my mind because there's some things like, for instance, garlic. Garlic has healing properties that are beyond belief, and I enema with garlic. And so I was like, I wonder if I could enema with seaweed or sea moss. And so,
right.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing some feedback about that.
Yes, that's definitely. I will definitely look into that and get back with you. But I mean, sea moss just does so much. I mean, it helps the respiratory system, the digestive and thyroid functions. Weight loss, I already said, blood pressure, skin care, and also pregnancy.
Pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get you pregnant. Or stop you from being pregnant.
No, I'm not. I'm not pregnant, but.
Okay. You need to disclaim that because there's a bunch of these sisters out here trying to find you. She told me that we couldn't get pregnant. I got twins.
No.
So what you saying? Be clear.
I want to hear about this.
We waiting on you. You laughing. We older women. We trying to figure out if this happens or not. Can't nobody be getting pregnant at 50.
No, it helps with pregnancy as far as like if you're breastfeeding and things like that because all the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the baby
Angela Bassett did it, but I don't know. They not inspiring a lot of people.
But you know that makes a lot of sense to me because during pregnancy or even after nursing. You know, and things like that. Our bodies really get depleted of the different minerals and things because the baby begins to extract it, you know, from you. And so it makes sense to me that it would be replenishing, and you know, as far as like the different minerals that we need. Yes.
Mhm.
Well, we have to show we got to be clear because people will, you know, this we podcast later after the show is done, and I do not want nobody trying to track you down. Be like Kareem, like what? I haven't got pregnant, girl. I'm 50 years old. So let's move on through this. So where is Dr. C? How do you say his name? I want to mess his name up. Where is he at now?
He's actually passed away.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's passed away. You know, but his legacy lives on. Definitely lives on. I follow a Facebook page called Alkaline Girls, and then I follow another page, and it basically is all about, you know, it's all following Dr. Sabi's alkaline diet, basically, and how we all encourage others. And, like, in recipes or if we find out new findings and just, you know, form a community just to keep his legacy alive.
So what happened with him? What happened? I mean, he seemed like he was a healthy person. So, I saw a video of him dropping to his knees, dropping it down.
And then what did it say with him dropping down on his knees? It was a CMOS.
That's right. He dropped it and got back up.
Exactly. I mean, there's many things out there that's saying that, some things that had came back. I guess he just, he was sick and he passed away.
Okay. All right. Well, that ain't what I heard.
Yeah.
What I heard was, but we gonna move on. Y'all do your own research on it. So, talk about your health now with lupus. How are you feeling now? What are your doctors saying as a result of you using your own, way of healing yourself? What are they saying?
At first, when I first decided to go natural, of course they were like, absolutely not. I don't think that's a good idea. But I told them I was going to do it. Let's just try it to see how everything's working. And you know, one of my doctors said that I'll give you 30 days to try it. And I realized that I didn't go back until a year later, and I was still fine. I'm a little bit hard-headed when it comes to my health, because I just feel like with them feeding me all this medicine was making things worse, especially steroids. Like, if they kept on feeding me steroids, my face was blowing up. I would eventually probably have to get a hip replacement or, you know, the Plaquenil. The Plaquenil would always burn my eyes and just irritate my eyes, which that's the lupus medication, you know. I don't mean any harm to anybody that's still on the lupus medication now. Like, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll give you my website and all that. But I just decided to take a natural path. I haven't been to the doctors lately, but I plan on going back just to get my lab. So that's the only reason why I go back now, is to get my labs. And if they say, you know, hey, you need to focus on this, just focus on that, I'll just begin to do more research and of natural products and things that could incorporate in my diet. I still have my ups and downs as far as my body. I'm having a little pain now because of the weather. But for the most part, if I just get as much rest as I'm supposed to be getting, I'm A-okay. Thank God I don't have to worry about any flus or any, sickness that way because of my CMOS, but everything else is fine.
So we got Miss Bernie Anderson. Could you tell people your background? Is she still there?
Oh, yes. Did you want me to? You want to share my background? Yes, I have a scientific background. I earned my stripes from the University of Delaware. I'm a blue hen. But the thing is, ever since I was a child, I wanted to be a scientist, and so science is just in my blood. And then to listen about natural health and things like that. I'm not so much for chemical usage, so I sway more so to towards the same side as Antoinette and looking for natural ways to heal our body. So now my husband and I, we have our own company. It's called Vandersunk, and we have a natural product that has been formulated for breast cancer survivors. And what it does is it unclogs the lymph vessel just below the skin, and it allows us to draw out ingredients or chemical ingredients that have been found in ordinary deodorants that have been linked to breast cancer. So that's exactly what we do. And another part of my background is that my mom's a breast cancer survivor. And so I know what it's like to, you know, fight that battle from the bedside. So what we do, or what our company is about, is more so purpose than profit. So that's what we do. And actually, for the holiday season, we're doing a drive. We're calling it Beto because that's the product that's really designed for cancer survivors. And so we want to distribute, donate 500 bottles of Beto to nonprofit cancer organizations. And that's our way of giving back, because the product is for our survivors. And as we continue to study our ingredients, our natural ingredients, we found out that one of the ingredients is actually used in natural home chemotherapy as one of the agents in this process. So that's how we realized that it's a product that really benefits our survivors. And so we want to make it available to them during the holiday season. Last year we went to the American Cancer Society Hope Lodge of Atlanta, and we were able to visit patients that were currently going through their chemotherapy. And, you know, if it's just one last expense that they have to worry about, then we want to help them. And so to help them use a healthy deodorant, and one that's going to support their wellness goals.
Well, we're definitely behind you. And, you know, I'm very big on this. I did not know Miss Antoinette was a Virgo. So this is why this works out so well for me. On Let's
Ooh.
Talk. I want to let everybody know. I want to let everybody know that you're listening to WAMRDB. We have Antoinette Curry on, as well as Ms. Bernadette Anderson. We're talking about a holistic approach to being able to heal thyself and using what God gave us on this earth in order to continue to live healthy lives. Ms. Curry is an advocate and a voice for people who have lupus, and she was diagnosed at age 22, and at age 31, she is fighting back. She is getting her life back on track. And we also are talking with Ms. Anderson, who basically is another fabulous Virgo. And she is the owner of Beto. Very, very fabulous. Of Beto. And we want people to tune in for our new show that is going to be on WATB 1420 AM and 1430 WGFS. And that show is going to be called Natural Causes. So we're going to tune into that. So as we take a couple commercial breaks here, want everybody to, you know, to come back to us. You can call in at 516-387-1251. And we are very fortunate to have this particular, not just a discussion for tonight, but this is going to be a discussion for our community as we take back our lives. So you guys sit back for a moment. And we appreciate you guys for listening in to WAMRDB. It is the Woman's Station. Make sure you understand that the Woman's Station is about women, our issues, our lives, and our passions to be able to maintain our community. So we'll be right back with y'all.
You're listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420. Listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB.
Poetic love. She asked me, how does poetry make you feel? I said, poetry is like a good lover. The kind that makes love to you from your head down to your feet. The kind that makes you think of them when they are nowhere to be found. Poetry is the kind of love that lifts you up when you're down. The kind of love that makes you smile and brings you peace. The kind we women talk about in our secret hiding places. The kind you record in your mind for years and years after it's gone. I guess it's like giving birth to an angel and always feeling it close to your heart. Even when you have to part ways, you still feel it running through you. That's what poetry is for me, poetic love.
$12. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am not trying to be funny, but you know what? Welcome back to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio. We're talking with Antoinette Curry, as well as we have Bernadette Anderson on. Ms. Curry is a lupus survivor. I guess that's what we can say that. She has revitalized her life and brought her life back full circle and has become a voice for others based on a fabulous product that's been something that God gave us a long time ago called CMOS. You guys can call in at 516-387-1251. But what I want to do is comment about that last commercial. Now, you have to be high as all outdoors. All right? That, I just have to say this. I can say this today because it's been on my heart to say. You got to be messed up when all of a sudden you start hearing voices and telling you, you know what, you finna get pulled over. That's when you know you jacked up. But anyway, I just had to say that. Every time I play that one, I'll be like, you know what, only we don't do that. You know, but that's all I got to say. But I want to welcome everybody back. I'm actually feeling tonight because today's a great, great day for us. I mean, we are taking back our communities. Ms. Curry, we want to welcome you back. Ms. Anderson, thank you for coming on the show as well. We are going to be supporting the 500 Beto products that need to get out, and we're going to get on it. We're going to get on it like a blank blank on an NBA player. I can't say that out loud. But anyway, so Ms. Curry, tell us a little bit more about some of the how people can get in contact with you, because you said there was a way to contact you, and we already know, we just heard, you sold out. So when can we get another shipment?
Yes, no, I am. Yes,
put that on out there, because you sold out.
But no, right. We have some more coming soon. But you can reach me on my website. My website is LiveLoveJuice.bigcartel.com. You can also reach me by email if you have any questions, comments, or concern at LiveLoveJuice16@gmail.com. On the website, it has
Lord, the millennials have too much going on. Ain't nobody my age gonna remember all that. You better get you some abbreviations. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. Seriously. I'm like, cause we trying to figure out how to live longer. You talking about, you know, ain't nobody got no age, but you talking about weight loss, hair loss. What about hot flashes? Because I'm doing it too. Will it help the hot flashes?
It may help with that too. It helps with so much. If people have more information about the CMOS, they can just check out the website. It has a lot of facts about it. It also has a little sheet on there that also tells you about using it in smoothies, and you can also use it in teas and use it as a facial mask as well.
According to Dr. Anderson, you can use it in another end, please. Both ends. Both ends. Both ends.
I know the facial mask. The facial mask is off the chain, y'all. You got to get the facial mask. You got to use it for the facial mask. Oh, yes, and it tightens. It tightens so much that you almost can't talk. And so, you know, it's doing a job. Yes. I mean,
well,
then you rinse it off.
Okay, well, since we have so much pigmentation in our skin, do we really need that, or is that for other people?
No, it's for anyone.
Oh, okay. You're saying. We don't shrivel up like raisins. We don't shrivel up like raisins. Yeah, we got to get pigmentation.
Oh, melanin. Okay.
Melon. That's what I'm talking about. Melon. Mm-hmm.
Gives you that extra glow.
I know. There it is. We better do something. I don't know. We don't shrink up like raisins. Sorry. My bad. I'm just, you know, I was listening to a 106.7, and I was just listening to how rude this man was talking about, you know, just, you know, underlining conversations about different people and stuff. I said, he can say that. I can definitely say, and I own the station, so I'm definitely going to say what I want to say from now. I'm like, is that politically correct? They don't care no more. Now we got Trump. You can say anything. Anything. I don't know. He may ban the CMOS. He needs some for that hair here. How about that? Let that thing flip another way. I really want to know if that's real or not. But anyway,
well,
I want CMOS to everybody know. I'm sorry?
Will CMOS help that? Maybe CMOS will help that.
That flip.
Will CMOS help that?
Well, Donald's hair. It's a desperate situation.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs some CMOS. He needs some CMOS.
Well, because he's glowing, he's orange, right? He's orange. I've never seen somebody take it so much they turn orange. And nobody said anything. Now that he's the president, because he's going to be president. They can say anything they want to say. He's going to be president. So, you know, ain't nobody feel like we're going to take it back. We don't do that in America. You inherit this mess. Now is your time. Since you can do so well, there you go. Bring back America great, or whatever he's talking about. But thinking about this, I wanted to just ask both of you guys a question. I mean, you have a personal stake in breast cancer, you know, Sister Anderson. And then you yourself, Sister Curry, you have a stake in this. But why are y'all reaching out to other people? Why didn't y'all just do your own thing like most people do? You know what I'm saying? Heal yourself and go on. Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to help other people?
You first, Antoinette.
Well, I want to help other people because I've always been that, I've just always been that type of person. I've always been a loving and caring type of person. Like, even when I'm in pain, I know that somebody else out there is in worse pain than me. So I keep going and I keep fighting. And I believe that since I've been a voice for lupus for so long now, and I get a lot of, you know, emails or a lot of messages saying that, you know, I'm inspiring them and helping them and motivating them, that's how I'm surviving. So the fact that I know that I'm helping somebody out there some way, it just makes me feel good inside. And I like that feeling. I've just always been an open arm person with a big heart, a very big heart, you know, very, very big heart.
That's Virgo. That's all Virgo.
I was just about to say that has a lot to do with the Virgo, but
oh
very,
yeah,
caring. I've always been like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've just realized that, you know, when being diagnosed with that, it just opened my eyes even more. Like, you could be helping somebody out there. Somebody else out there has it worse than you, or somebody else out there younger than you that was diagnosed younger than you is out there struggling, needs
mm-hmm.
help. So,
mm-hmm.
so you,
if they're not
you can have lupus
you,
even at a younger age. And I mean,
definitely kids. Yes, what? Definitely kids. I met a young lady about a few weeks ago. I want to say she was between 13 and 15. Another lady, 19 years old, like just hurt my heart because she can't do the things she want to do. And, you know, she's in school. You know, maybe her friends and people around her is laughing at her because she has a chubby face because of having to be on steroids. Like, I felt her pain.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to piggyback off of Antoinette. We call her Bird. But as far as it making you, we do love Bird. But as far as giving and how it makes you feel so good, I was at a point in my life where I thought I didn't have anything to offer. And, you know, you kind of have this sense, I had this sense like, why am I here? Should I be here? Do I want to be here? And so now that I see more clearly my gifts, my talents, and my abilities, it is so fulfilling to be able to give and have something to give. It somehow it gives back a sense of value that you just end up reciprocating back and forth. And I sometimes wonder if I get more out of it out of giving than a person does, you know, that's receiving. But anyway, the reason why I do it as well is, you know, we have some really simple solutions, like you were saying, Karima, that have been left here in the earth for our well-being. And somehow it ends up getting really complicated. And so to just take that away and bring light to a situation, it's so fulfilling. You know that you're helping someone, and once you help them, you're empowering them, and then they're empowered to help others. And so it, you know, it just continues. And you know, Virgos, we are here to save the world. We're like life-size problem-solving machines. So I learned that the dreams that we have are not for ourselves, but they are the solution to the problems of others. Simple as that.
Well, I'm a bailout as a Virgo. I'm tired of trying to help folks. I'm serious. I want to be like everybody else. I want to be greedy, self-centered. Let me get me a big old Mercedes and a $400 million house and all of that, and then step over poor people and act and then blame them for their own disposition. You know, it's amazing that that we're reaching out to combat so many different diseases that affect our community. Because one thing I do associate more so than ever is that people that are poor are always fighting for their life, and they do not have accessibility to proper health care.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm understanding is that we both all know that proper health care, as they say it here, it costs a lot of money. So
mm-hmm.
I know you sold out, but tell us about how much one of your products that somebody that's on a budget, Antoinette Bird, how much would a product cost for someone to start in their quest for health? What would be a couple of products that they could try and the cost of that?
Well, first, of course, we'll start with CMOS. Because it's going to give you all the vitamins and minerals that your body needs. And our CMOS gel is $14.95 for a 16-ounce. So you're getting a big jar for a 16-ounce, and it lasts you for 3 weeks. Also, I would say, now if you're going skincare-wise, you know, this is skin, even though you can do CMOS internally as well, I would also say Face Flavors. That's by Tierra Goes Green, and it's a moisturizer. It's a natural moisturizer, and I, too, use it as well. She has medicated, and she also has a regular one as well. And that's about a 2-ounce, I think, starts at $31, and it lasts for a long time. A little goes a long way. Also, I use Deodo. I use the holistic deodorant. The small bottle is about $4.99, if I'm not mistaken. And I've been mm-hmm. using it ever since I got introduced to it from Bernie. Also, I would say Vitamineral Green. Vitamineral Green, depending on where you get it from, you can always Google it, find it on Amazon. It's a superfood powder. You can throw it in your water, throw it in your juices, and drink it every day. Has a lot of, I think it has about 10 different herbs in there, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe more than that. So it really doesn't cost, like, everybody says, like, okay, well, if I want to be natural and, you know, I want to be healthy and stuff like that, it costs so much. But I'm like, the mm-hmm. doctor costs so much.
So much, yeah.
The doctor costs so much. I can go to farmer's market and easily grab a meal for about, that would last me probably for a whole week for $20, organic. So everybody has excuses, and it's funny to me, and that's what I've also learned too, it's funny to me that we can quickly go to a fast food restaurant and stuff like that, or quickly mm-hmm. just, you know, look for the quickest thing that's out there, but you don't care about your body. Or, you know, we can say, oh, I'm going to eat this, you know, turkey, I'm going to eat this chicken or stuff like that. But it's like when you could have went to farmer's market and got something that's more healthier for you, to eat. And then also, mm-hmm. we also want to look into all, like, we'll eat all the bad stuff, but when you say, hey, try this sea moss, oh, well, let me look into it. Let me see this. Let me see that. Like, what? That doesn't make sense. Or how does it taste? Like, does it taste bad? You're worried about the taste? Hello? Have you not seen the benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it. And, you know, I've learned that I have got to stop being frustrated at things like that. But that's the type of things that you see. Are you here? Are the questions and stuff you get? And we don't do our research. We do not do
right.
our research. A friend tells me this all the time. You have a smartphone. Ask a smart question. Google. Do your research. Stop always asking for, stop always looking for something, a quick fix. Always ask, hey, what's this? What's that? Google. Like, nobody knows your body better than yourself. I can go on and on about this because I'm very passionate about this. But that's how I really feel. And, you know, in society today, that's how it is. It's exactly how it is. I get out for work or this and this. Or let me grab something real quick from McDonald's or blah, blah, blah. Like, but, you know, you'd rather put that in your body than, you know, make you a home-cooked meal or maybe something that you could throw in the freezer, take out the next day. It's really cheap. It really mm-hmm. is. It really is.
It really is.
It's affordable. Absolutely. You just named, you go to American Best Wings and they charging you $15 for them flats. And that means that's money wings. People just spend all that money for it. And it really doesn't do anything for you. It's just filling the gaps and then burning the inside of your body.
Yep.
But, you know, I was going to ask you, Bernie, about the amount of products that you carry and the prices where it might be affordable for people coming up during the holiday that they could try.
Yes, absolutely. We have four different sizes, and they range from $4.99, or we'll just say $5 for our 1 ounce, and then there's $10 for our 2 ounce. Our 4 ounce is $15, and our 8 ounce is $20. So, but for the holiday, what we're wanting to do is to donate the $5 1 ounce bottles, which will last about like 3 months or more, depending upon, you know, how you use it. So it's very feasible because it cuts down all the sticks of deodorants that you have to buy and things like that. So our 1 ounce is what we want to donate to folks. And if you want to, anyone out there, hopefully yes, we need monetary sponsors as well as in-kind sponsors, because we're really going to make this a big celebration. And so if you go to our website, which is www.bandersunk.com, click the philanthropist tab, and then click donate. And there you can share or send your gifts. That way it'll come straight to us through PayPal. And if you want to do an in-kind donation, because we're going to have a night where it's Beto friends and family that's putting these together. The bottles together, so we'll need people to label and bottle and all that good stuff. But so we want to be able to provide refreshments. So if Go Veggie is listening out there, or any of the vegan type restaurants, send us an email at betolabs@outlook.com and tell us the extent to which you want to get involved. But we need everyone. We're doing 500 bottles for, you know, for the holiday throughout the Atlanta metro area. And we're doing that for okay. nonprofit cancer organizations.
Okay. I mean, that's, what I'm hearing is that we basically have covered such a large amount of information for tonight. And I want to thank you guys for coming in to the show. Let's talk. And you guys can always go on WAMRDB and listen to the podcast. We're talking with Antoinette Curry as well as Miss Bernadette Anderson. And it's been a great interview for tonight. I want to thank you guys, as I want to let people know that although this young lady was diagnosed at 22 and 31, she's fighting back, and she's also become has been a voice for others. And so she has a very unique product that that's sold out. And
that's coming back.
It'll be back on the shelf as well. And then we also have Ms. Anderson for Beto. We're going to be doing a lot more marketing and reaching out to the cancer groups that are nonprofit to try to get a lot of these individuals served properly. Because these are products that you can keep on giving and serving for a lifetime. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight and being a part of my little crazy show, Let's Talk. I also want to remind everybody to join us at WATB 1420 and WGFS 1430 AM on Tuesday coming up from 8 to 10. And it's called Natural Causes. And we're going to get back into that a little bit later. But we want to thank you all, ladies. Thank you for tuning in and pulling yourselves away from your spouses. You tell Mr. Anderson I ain't going to keep bothering y'all.
Thank you for having us again, Karima. I look forward
thank
to
you
next time.
Absolutely. I want to thank you guys. Thanks again, guys. And you guys have a great evening, and we look forward to talking with y'all next week.
He just went off.
To WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the next level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and get educated, elevated, and stimulated.